here's a story from The World.
The invention of the lightning rod is credited to Benjamin Franklin, and until now, that's been the main tool for protecting buildings and people in them from lightning strikes, a metal rod mounted often at the apex of a structure. Now a team in Europe is testing a new method for diverting lightning bolts with a laser beam. This laser lightning rod, that's what it's called, is on a Swiss mountaintop that gets struck by lightning 100 times each year. Physicist Jean-Pierre Wolf from the University of Geneva leads the project. He joins us now, not from the mountain. Jean-Pierre, you're on vacation, so thanks for making the time to speak with us. So the way I understand a conventional lightning rod, it's made of metal, which is grounded, right? So the lightning goes through the structure with people in it, but the electricity goes into the ground. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. But the problem is that the length of this metal rod cannot be extensively long. And a lightning rod usually protects an area of size which is equal to the height of the lightning rod. So if you have a 10-meter lightning rod, it will protect your house, but not more.
So is the same true with a laser lightning rod? Where does the lightning actually go?
The way we use it, we use our laser, is that we produce this metal rod in the air by ionizing the air with the laser. So basically, you switch on the laser goes through the air, it ionizes the air, it frees the electrons, they can move then, and they act as if it was a metal bar. And so in this way, you have a lightning rod, which you can switch on and off, and the length of the laser light.
Mm. So you're still sending the lightning into the ground, you're just capturing it at a much higher altitude in the air to protect a larger area.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit as if we would be Ben Franklin, and we would have these lightning kites, but the length of your wire would be as long as you want.
Got it.
You catch the lightning bolt at a higher altitude, yes.
How much power does the laser lightning rod use? Would it be a threat, perhaps, to aircraft or birds flying overhead?
There is no harm possible on the material itself. So we will not drill holes in an aircraft or things like that. But of course, it's not eye safe. So there should be no aircraft in the beam, because the pilot could look into it and things like that.
So you've been testing it on a mountaintop in Switzerland for several months, Jean-Pierre. How is the laser lightning rod performing? Has this technology worked yet?
No, not yet. We've been working on it for many years. And there were many, many experiments on the lab scale. And the point is that very often it works on the lab scale, but then when you go to the real life, things are different. We tried an experiment like this in 2005 in New Mexico. We were on the top of a mountain for 3 months in New Mexico. And we were really not fortunate because we had only 3 thunderstorms. So it was a bit disappointing because, of course, it's a large effort. Hopefully, it will not be the case here in Switzerland this year.
So what needs to happen for this laser lightning rod to work? When do you expect to divert a lightning strike with a laser?
Yeah, the big success would be, say, a picture where you see that along, say, a kilometer, the lightning follows the laser beam and reaches the ground. So that would be the demonstration that the system works. And we can also then measure how long the cloud above you will be discharged. So basically, how long you will be safe without laser. Because this is also important. If you think about an application at an airport, what you want to do is switch on the laser, discharge the thundercloud above you, and let the aircraft take off or land. So all these measurements have never been done yet. You know, it's something really, really new.
Well, thanks very much for explaining this. Jean-Pierre Wolf is a physicist at the University of Geneva in Switzerland, telling us about the laser lightning rod. And you're going back to the mountain next week?
Tomorrow, actually.
Tomorrow. Well, good luck. We're wishing you bad weather.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.